spray your plate.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching an hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are totally free. So enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up here, Canadian story, involving an emergency room visit. Mark, you'll tell us about that. Of course, a little bit here on the bailout, which we actually really didn't touch on yet. I think somebody mentioned it last hour, but 263-171, the House has voted in favor of the bailout package, which has, as of yesterday, I think, there was a headline on the Drudge Report that said it has gone to the size of like a, what was it that they said? First it went from 3 pages to 40-something pages to 100 pages, and now it's up to the size of a novel.
Well, it's got all these, porks packages in them. Just like she said, there's a NASCAR bit in it. There's something, some kind of rum subsidy. I mean,
who knows what
things.
And it isn't as exactly what, first of all, it's exactly what you suggested earlier this week, number one, and that is that they would have this banged out or lipsticked on a pig, shoved up wherever.
I happened to have the dubious honor of being correct in a prediction earlier this week when the House voted it down. I said that they're going to put some lipstick on this pig and they're going to shove it up our butts by Friday. It's Friday, people.
It's exactly what Jim Babka from Downsize DC.
400 pages long.
I think it's exactly what Jim Babka would from DownsizeDC.org would call back scratching and log rolling.
Yeah.
I mean, this is DC.
Doing what DC does.
This is business as usual. Well, essentially, what happened was, early this week, they had that first vote where it failed in the House of so-called Representatives. And, of course, the reason they would purport on that would be that, well, we've gotten so many calls from our constituents, we're just not sure if we can pass this bill as it currently is. They've been telling us no. We're going to go ahead and go with what they have to say. But you know what we need to do? We need to figure out something, some way where we can do this and bring something home to the constituents at the same time. So
yeah.
All of the representatives, basically the reason they voted no was because they weren't getting something out of it, essentially, for their constituents. And what that means is essentially getting federal money to bring back the bacon, if you will, to their local areas. That way they could come back and say, well, I didn't really want to vote for this, but I felt like I needed to for the good of the country. But
it would have been a depression darker than anything.
Don't be mad at me. I did bring home some money for the park service here. We brought home some money. We're going to build a new community pool. You know, there could be all kinds of just stuff that will not really affect most people in the area in which they live, but they'll be able to say, we got some stuff that we would never have gotten out of this bill, and the area is going to be better off for it. In whatever area you live in, you know, fill in your area. And that way they can make it sound like they really did something when, in point of fact, they didn't do anything except get some pork for some of their buddies.
This bill is like $5,000 per American.
Is that right?
Per living, breathing American.
That's
amazing.
I'm not
talking about taxpayers.
That's
amazing.
I'm
talking about living, breathing Americans.
So it's gone through. The Senate passed it earlier, obviously, and, of course, it was signed hastily by the decider himself. And there you go. It's over. It's done with. And they're going to print out some more money. Print out $700 billion. They already printed out $630 billion earlier this week. So there was already a bailout earlier, as one of our callers pointed out, kind of a very, very quietly done bailout that was only really reported in sort of the business media in this country. So there was that bailout.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's this bailout.
And the funny thing was, Wall Street isn't up. I mean, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is not up. It's down. It was in a free fall today. It was up before the vote, down after.
Mm.
What does that mean?
It means that it's a fickle thing, isn't it?
Right. Well, it means that they don't believe it's going to fix anything.
Well, how can it?
it can't possibly fix anything. As Gardner Goldsmith has pointed out on this show, the longer they keep stretching this out, trying to save the economy with more of these bailouts and their funny games that they're playing, the worse the crash is going to be. The worse the end is going to be.
I'd like somebody to tell me when the government has managed to stop some kind of financial crisis.
All of the crises have been created by the government. It compounds itself.
It's not a very easy question to answer because, well, who knows how bad any of them would have been if the government had stepped in when it has stepped in. But I can make the argument that everything that has bad, you know, that the Great Depression was caused by the government. So
I mean, what'll be interesting to see here, Mark, is 171 voted no, 263 voted in favor. How many of the 263 will be put on their butt after the election? I bet you not very many. I bet you all the incumbency, the 90-plus percent incumbent reelection rate that they have at the federal level in this country will not be touched. It will not be any lower than 90% come November. That's my prediction. I doubt anybody's going to run the numbers, so we'll probably never really be able to figure out what, you know, what ended up happening as far as the incumbents coming back for more, but I don't think anything's going to change here.
It's very difficult to unseat an incumbent.
So there you have it. More money being printed out. And, of course, in case you don't know, if you're new to the program, new to the idea of inflation, you may have heard inflation discussed on television shows, but they probably aren't talking about real what inflation really is. And inflation isn't an increase in prices. Prices increasing is simply a symptom of inflation. Inflation is defined as an increase in the money supply. And that's how all these bailouts are happening. The federal government doesn't have a bank account that they can go to, open, you know, swing open the vault door. We got to get our pals here. They made some mistakes. They gave some bad loans. We feel bad for them. Swing open that vault. We're going to just pull out some of the cash we've been holding. It's a rainy day money here, folks. No. We're pulling it out. Going to hand it out to you guys. It's just
they
been
run in deficit
years.
And have a tremendous debt.
Right.
I mean,
these
they're bankrupt by
they
anybody's definition.
They don't have a dime to their name. They really don't. Every dollar they have right now, they just took from somebody, and it's already ready to go out the door.
Or they're printing it fresh up.
That's how this is happening. That's what inflation is.
Inflation is an inflation in currency. Now, what that does is it drives prices up because when there's more money, each dollar bill individually is worth less.
Because it's chasing the same amount of goods.
Right. It's like taking a pie and cutting it into smaller and smaller and smaller pieces. You don't have any more pie. Dollars are a representation of wealth. They are not themselves wealth.
if they were wealth, then we could just print dollars and double and triple the money supply, and we'd all just all of a sudden have all kinds of spending power. But it doesn't work that way, because the more they create the money, the less your money becomes worth. It's just so sad and so sick that this continues to go on, and the American people are so completely oblivious to it. How many Americans actually know what inflation is? I'd love to have a poll done on that.
Well, they do know.
Zogby out there.
Americans do know that they don't want their tax dollars going to bail out these bankers, and it happened anyway.
Yeah.
Tell me how the representative democracy that we have here, the Democratic Republic or whatever we have in this country, whatever this mess is.
They're representing somebody, but it's not you and I.
Yeah, it's certainly not.
They're representing themselves.
If so,
and their business buddies.
All these representatives said they've never had an issue where people have contacted them so much.
Right, the phones are ringing off the hook.
Yeah, well, one representative said his constituents were split between no and hell no. So everybody's saying no, 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 no.
We got it anyway.
Yep.
That's right. You can change things in D.C. Just go ahead and form another third party.
Yep.
Get out there. Get some ballot access. Try to beg to change the debate restrictions to let your candidate in the debate. Wave a bunch of signs on the side of the road, and then 4 years later, try it all again, suckers, because they got you. It's never going to change in D.C. I'm sorry.
Never.
I don't mean to be a negative Nancy. I don't generally consider myself a very negative person. I try to be a very positive person about what is happening in my life and what I want to happen and all that. But I cannot possibly see any way that the federal government can be turned around. I think you're really making a great point, Mark, that this was such an issue that got people motivated to actually contact right. these government people.
Everything that we've ever been told we were supposed to do to in right. order to have some kind of effect, some kind of change in Washington, D.C., was done here. Everything. And the fact is, the lobbyists, the people that have the money, that have the control, those with the power, they didn't listen, they didn't care, they stole from the American people, and it's sick, and if defending this system is sad.
Yeah. These people were doing nothing more, these representatives were doing nothing more than acting all week long while they waited for the opportunity to get their pork added in and pass this thing. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy to lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
I'm Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those. And they include, by the way, the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive, create virtually anything. It's like the listener-editable version of our website. So go to wiki.freetalklive.com.
Hey, folks. Got a laptop or a PDA? Want to carry your books on your laptop? Go to eChapter1.com. They've got over 100,000 ebooks for immediate download at low prices. As a matter of fact, it's the lowest on the internet for new releases of books. While there, you can read Chapter 1 of thousands of bestsellers for free. They give you the first chapter free. That's why it's called eChapter 1. That's O-N-E.com.
800-259-9231, right to your phone calls. We talked to Bob in New Jersey on the AMP line. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, man? What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Hey, I just wanted to break things up a bit and, do something a little bit different. And
sure.
Ask what your favorite breakfast is.
Oh,
and
favorite
why?
Breakfast. Man, I love breakfast. There are some people that don't eat breakfast, and I don't understand it. Mark, are you a breakfast guy?
I think it's important to eat something early in the day to get your metabolism going mm-hmm. so that you burn fat all day long. You can eat as much sort of as you want at breakfast because you're going to be awake all day. It's that, and moving and that kind of thing. It's if you're going to eat heavily, breakfast is the meal to eat heavily at.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
That's
what they say. That's right, especially if you're taking Dexy 20.
I love breakfast foods. I like, I don't know if I have a favorite, man. Pancakes, waffles, hash browns.
My wife's been extraordinarily busy recently with a baby.
Yeah.
So I don't get breakfast made for me much, and I don't want to take the time. So for me, it's like a hard-boiled egg and a thing of yogurt.
Well, yeah, I'm lazy, so I won't ever I'll never make any of those things. Luckily, Aunt Jemima frozen breakfast was on sale this week at Price Chopper for a buck each. So hey, there you go.
Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
Right on.
How about you, Bob? What's your favorite breakfast food?
Cereal.
Oh, see, that's how I am. I'm just so lazy. I get up and I do some cereal, but I kind of mix it up a little bit. I usually add some like frozen blueberries in there and mix a couple different cereal types together. So that's 90% of the time what my breakfast is. Once a week, I'll usually go in like to Panera or something like that and have one of their breakfast sandwiches, which are very, very good, by the way.
They are.
They're very good. So I'm a huge fan of the Panera breakfast sandwich.
You know what the best part of cereal for breakfast is?
No, what's that?
The bowls, man.
Thanks for the call. Certainly appreciate it. Hey, how about that? We don't get cranks on the amp line too often.
The bowls. Yeah. There you go.
Was that a pot joke?
I think that was
a pot joke, I think.
That would be all that I could imagine it would be. I saw your finger hovering above the drop line. You were ready to go just in case.
Thank you for the call, Bob. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, you know what I've been doing, Mark, recently is I've been getting up.
Oh, tell me.
And I've been actually kind of fasting a little bit in the morning. Now, Julia says that's not something that you should do. I'll get up and I'll wait an hour and a half. I'll get up, make some phone calls, some radio stations, and I'll get hungrier before I actually go and eat breakfast.
I've heard different schools of thought on this.
I think if you're going to break
the fast.
Not
a nutritional expert, but they say that you burn more fat, in the morning time. And
I don't need to burn fat.
Yeah, true, and most people do.
I could use a little fat to burn, actually, on the other hand. So.
You need to eat food whenever you can is what you need to do.
1-800-259-9231. It's a motivator for me. If I get up and make some phone calls first, and then I have the bowl of cereal, I'm hungrier by that point, and I've gotten some stuff done right off the bat. I don't know. That's how I feel about it. I feel good about it. That's what's the most important, right?
I guess.
Hunger is the best seasoning as well. If you're going to be eating some microwave food like Aunt Jemima's, it's probably a good idea to be a little hungrier for that. No, I'm not, seriously, I think it's pretty good stuff. Anyway, let's go on here. You can call in, really, about anything. So we had the little fun there, and now it's Peter bringing us back to the financial crisis in New York. Hello, Peter.
Sorry, guys. I didn't call to talk about pancakes.
Favorite breakfast. You can't go on unless you tell us your favorite breakfast food.
Blueberry pancakes.
Oh, I love them. Huge fan. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
And a moderate amount of syrup, not too much.
Real maple syrup or the fake stuff?
It has to be pure. It has to be pure.
Have you ever gone crazy and had any of the, like, the blueberry syrup?
Yeah, that nauseates me.
Yeah, it's an ice cream topping.
Too much. Okay.
That's all there is to it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sort of like if I want dessert, you know, I'll have dessert, you know.
I don't know, man. I don't know if blueberry syrup has any more or less sugar than maple syrup does. So I don't know if you're...
True. That's true.
Yeah. All right. So go ahead with your thoughts.
It's sort of like different grades of pot, you know, with purity. So I like to stick to the maple syrup. Anyway.
Fair enough.
Are you guys familiar with a senator named Lindsey Graham? I'm sure Mark is. Ian might not.
I've heard the name. It's a male.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think it's a male, but it's a male, you know, Lindsey.
Yeah, he's a male Lindsey. Well, I happened to catch one of his speeches on C-SPAN the other day when the august Senate of the United States was going to vote on the bailout bill. And I actually saw this man get up before the Senate, and I'm paraphrasing here, but I'll say what I interpreted him to have said. And what he basically said was, yeah, it's true. My office received probably, you know, a ratio of, let's say, 50 to 1 against this bailout bill. But I'm going to vote for it anyway.
Yeah.
Because my job, he actually said this, my job is really not to do what my constituents want necessarily, but to listen to what they have to say and take everything into consideration and make my own judgment about it and do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think a senator can actually make that argument just from the point, you know, the history of their seat. They're supposed to, you know, they're supposed to be representing the state that from which they come. However, a representative cannot make that argument, and the House of Representatives did, in fact, go ahead and vote this through by a good margin today. And they're really, instead of acting like our representatives, acting like our mommies, as though they know best.
Right, and that's sort of where I was going. You know, it would seem that, you know, on the federal level, politically speaking, the only place you could have any influence whatsoever at this point is the House. And it's obvious after this vote today that, you know what, it didn't work out too well. So, Ian, I think, you know, we've had about 3 or 4 conversations here regarding, you know, the effect of political activism on this vote, and it would appear that you're vindicated.
Wait a minute, Peter. No, I have not been vindicated. You could still get out there and run. You could compete with these guys. You can get in there, and you could you could change the system from the inside. You can lead a third-party campaign. Better yet, take over the Republicans or Democrats from the inside. Change the party from the inside. We can get our country back.
Well, now, here's the thing. Creating a third party is different. I think that that's different. I think when you try to work within the two-party system, you're doomed, okay?
That's but certainly what the Ron Paul people found. They had their stuff stolen from them at the Republican convention. They were shut down when the Ron Paul people attempted to approach the microphone. They turned the mic off.
Now, Peter, you wrote an inspirational letter to your Congress critter. What came of that?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to hear about that, if you don't mind. Hang on, Peter. We'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. Peter, a prominent business owner in the area, certainly he should hold some sway, right? More on the way. You can take control, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2. $2.99 a piece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free. So enjoy them, including the updates and the live streams, the archives. We give away a whole bunch of stuff. And those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their website. So we've got more for free, I think, and most of those other talk shows charge you for. See for yourself. FreeTalkLive.com. There's no excuse for you.
I'm lost here. The Institute for Humane Studies is looking for good communicators from all majors to place at daily papers and major media outlets for spring or summer. All positions are paid and include a career workshop and opportunities to network. The deadline to apply for an early summer decision is November the 1st. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. These internships include a stipend, housing and travel allowance, tuition, travel assistance, experience. They've got a workshop to teach you how to do some stuff. So it's libertarianinternships.com.
We continue discussing the bailout situation, which is just bad. It's just as bad as it could be. As you pointed out, Mark, and rightfully so, there was a whole hell of a lot of push against this bailout thing. People were calling their so-called representatives. They were saying, no, don't you do this. Don't you dare. Phones were ringing off the hook. Emails coming through. Faxes all over the fax machine. I mean, this was one of the biggest... One of the biggest issues that American people have paid attention to, that they actually took action on, that they actually made an effort to contact the so-called representatives and get them to vote in the way they were supposed to vote on this.
This is everything we're told, one, that we're supposed to do in the political process.
Use the system.
Don't stop
paying taxes. Use the system.
Right. We're told we're not supposed to buck the system, that the system's highly legitimate, and you can affect it from the inside. The reason it's legitimate is because it's not like we live in a dictatorship. You have an effect in Washington. You can affect Washington. Well, no, the hell you can't. No, yeah. You can't do anything to Washington.
Let's go back to Peter in New York. Peter, Mark, you were saying that Peter had gotten in touch with his...
As a matter of fact, he sent me a letter that he sent his representative. And I thought it was a very nice letter.
What happened with that, Peter? First of all, summarize the letter and then tell us what happened.
Well, I think we know what happened. Not much, but basically, it was a letter to Carolyn McCarthy, who's pretty much just a straight up left liberal.
She's a gun banner. She likes to put gun ban legislation out there.
That's been her life's crusade, basically. Yeah. And obviously, I disagree with that. But in any case, I wanted to just put the letter out there for the record. And basically, what it said was, look. The problem with our economy is a fundamental problem, and we really have to tackle the issue of the Federal Reserve and our banking system before we can begin to correct these problems, and doing this will just cause more inflation, et cetera, et cetera. So it's pretty much, I tried to put it in language that, her or her staff could understand. But that letter didn't seem to have an effect, but I'll give you one better, Ian.
Okay.
I actually called the same day that I drafted that letter. I phoned her opponent, her Republican opponent, the guy who's running against her for her seat in November, spoke to one of his staffers, and I said flat out, I said, listen, if this gentleman comes out, if the mayor comes out and sends out a press release, posts something on his website that clearly states that he's opposed to this a bailout, gets on TV, on local TV, and says he's against this bailout and lists a few reasons why, I will do whatever I can to support him. I will set aside all other differences and support this man 100% if he does that.
And?
They said they were against the bailout, but they didn't do any of that. But I'll guarantee you, now that it's passed, he'll come out saying that it was the wrong thing to have done.
Yeah.
Trickery and waiting and timing and calculation going on we're a month away from election day, maybe we should wait a week before we should make a statement about it. So yes, the system is not set up in a way where an individual can have an immediate effect. It's very difficult.
This is why I say that even if there is some sort of mass booting out of these people, is 270, however many people there were, that voted in favor of this bill, even if a bunch of them do end up losing the election, you're just going to put more scum in their place. Nothing significant is going to change because these are all people that are in search of power. How many of these guys are like Ron Paul? How many of these challengers are actually not in it for the power, and they're in it to try to change things and reverse the course, and how many of them are really that way? I can't imagine too many of them are, or if they are, they certainly don't have a chance at winning as Ron Paul was. Ron Paul really didn't have much of a chance, but at least he had a shot, and we saw what happened with Ron Paul. Clearly, the American people rejected the ideas of liberty, those that were bothering to pay attention, and so to suggest that kicking these guys out of office is going to solve the problem is certainly not going to – that's not going to work, and nothing is going to work at the federal level. Nothing is going to work. Secession is the only answer. It really is. How do you feel about that, Peter? Secession? you for it?
I'm willing to listen to that. I think that there's wisdom there. I do, however, think that when in doubt, and if you do vote, you should always try to kick the incumbent out.
I think that's a fine idea.
Yeah, in the situation that we're in right now where you have – and I think Mark said this a few weeks ago. The best thing you can do right now is promote divided government. Okay, the federal government's there. They're not going away anytime soon. Okay, so you got to keep the executive branch and the legislative branch. You have to keep them in different parties. That should be, if we do vote, if liberty lovers vote, that should be something that we do focus on. Just try to keep those powers separate.
But you can't predict which way it's going to turn out. So really,
no,
what you can do is vote against the incumbent. That's really the best that you can do, because at least if the incumbents lose, then the only good thing that comes out of that is that they don't, the newbies don't have as much experience at raping the American people. Really, that's the only good thing that could come out of getting the incumbent out and putting some new scumbag in, is that they're just not as experienced at just completely destroying freedom. So. Yeah, Peter, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. I think it was good analysis. I think it was spot on. And I would like to hear from you about whatever you want to discuss at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think that secession, it needs to be discussed seriously. It needs to be talked about at dinner parties. It needs to be talked about on the radio, on television. It needs to be talked about in newspapers. People need to start putting this idea out there, because there's no reason whatsoever to keep the federal government around. There's no reason for it.
Secession's kind of like a third party, though. It's one of those options that many people say, yeah, that's a good idea, but they just don't believe that it could ever happen.
Because
of
the Civil War, right? Because they're scared. They believe that if somebody tried to secede, the feds would roll tanks in. I know that's what they're scared of. That's what the objection always is. Well, it didn't work the first time they tried it. Well, it's going to work this time.
I'm not sure what their reasons are. They just don't think that, you know, like the federal government just is so omnipresent that they just don't think it'll ever go away.
Julia, joining us here for the remaining portion of the program. Good evening.
Hello.
So, yeah, I don't know if you brought anything to the table here tonight, Julia. Got any show prep for us?
Not
yet. Okay. She just woke up. That's the reason why. I was just giving her a hard time. All right. 1-800-259-9231. Hey, we've got the Canadian story, right? The ER?
Yeah.
What happened in the ER in Canada? What's it like?
Well,
because it's free. It's free health care.
This is from CBCnews.ca. Health officials say a man who died in the waiting area of a major Winnipeg hospital's emergency department may have been dead for some time before the staff was alerted.
Oh, my.
34 hours after he arrived. The 45-year-old man arrived by taxi at the Health Sciences Center around 3 p.m. Friday from the Health Action Center, a community health center in, there's a lot of words, centers, central Winnipeg, where he had an earlier appointment, officials said. He was found dead after midnight on Sunday. He arrived 3 p.m. Friday. He was found dead after midnight on Sunday.
Wow.
It's a really tragic situation. We're quite shocked that this could happen, said Dr. Brock Wright, chief medical officer from the Winnipeg Regional Health Authority. We've never had a situation like this before. They've never had anybody with a long wait.
Well, they get long waits all the time.
They normally, when they die waiting for health care in Canada, they die at home.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Universal Healthcare got some real problems. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And one of the ways, by the way, that you can help support the show is to promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about various different ways, most of them totally free, some of them very low cost, to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the country and around the world. How are we doing on voting, by the way, Mark? Last night you said that we were number two.
We're in first place, but by a very small margin.
So we still need votes. So one of the ways you can promote us is by going to vote.freetalklive.com, casting your vote for the show. Sounds like the voting contest this month is pretty hot and heavy, so we really need you. If you haven't done it yet this month, please go to vote.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us, because being number one on the Podcast Alley Top 10 chart means more new people coming across the show. It's also important for us to be able to claim to our advertisers that we're number one. So it really makes a difference for us. Really simple, fast. All you need is an email address. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. As you had just told us this story, Mark, about Canada, 34-hour-long wait was how long this – well, we don't actually know how long the man was waiting before he expired.
It was 34 hours after he checked in that he was found dead.
He was found dead 34 hours later. So just another example of how it is that in the socialist realm of healthcare, this so-called universal healthcare, the people that are doing the health caring, the business, you know, the doctors and the nurses and the rest of the hospital staff –
they may want to help people. They may. I mean, they may be getting into the business to help people, but unfortunately, they just don't have that financial incentive to do it that they would if it was a free market situation. The financial incentive...
The hospital itself doesn't, nor does the hospital itself have that financial incentive, because the hospital's essentially a business, people.
Yeah.
And when the government runs a business, it runs it inefficiently.
Yeah. And unfortunately, and this is a business...
And the customer here did not get service. And as a result, he's dead.
Yeah, this is not your average business where you just have an angry customer when they don't get what they want. This guy expired while waiting. He died while waiting in the emergency room. And what's going to happen to the staff at this hospital? What will happen to the emergency room attendants, the people that were responsible for making sure that people get help? What will happen to them?
Nothing.
I'll bet you not a damn thing.
Nada.
If it's anything like any other government bureaucracy.
They'll make these comments where they're gobsmacked that this
right.
could possibly happen at such, you know, the premier. Socialized medicine,
mm-hmm.
the country of socialized medicine in the world.
And well, they'll apologize. I mean, they might apologize. They'll say, oh, we're so sorry this occurred. We were just overwhelmed. We must have overlooked him. He looked like he was having a nice nap there in the corner. We didn't want to roust him, or whatever it is that they'll end up saying. I'm sure they'll apologize to his family, but it won't bring him back, and it won't change, and nothing will change in the future to make this work better. Because as long as they don't have the incentive, a financial incentive to take care of their customers, then they're never going to really do as good of a job as they possibly could. Sure, some people are going to get help. Some people are going to get medicine. Some people are going to get their bones repaired or whatever it is that they need fixed. Some people will get the medicine they're looking for, but others are going to suffer. Others are going to wait, and they're going to die.
The waiting is probably the big issue.
Yeah.
You just don't hear about the people that die rather than having gotten the heart transplant or the cardiac surgery or whatever. You don't hear about them.
Nope, it's the seen and the unseen, right? How many people are out there being told that they've got this debilitating condition and they need to see a specialist about it, but sorry, the specialist is booked up for another 18 months or 12 or 6 months or however long it is, to where if you have this debilitating condition, it would help you if you got seen next week so you could get it taken care of and so it doesn't get worse or spread or metastasize or whatever it is that it's going to do.
I wonder how many people they have in their emergency rooms that don't really need to be there.
Like someone with a runny nose or something?
Well, this week when I was at work, we had this young lady cut herself, and I could tell by looking at it that it was just a cut, put a Band-Aid on it, get over it.
Mm-hmm.
But she's one of these crybaby attention types, and since it was covered by workers' comp, she went to the emergency room and waited, and they saw her eventually. And she
gave her
didn't,
a Band-Aid.
Yeah, that's what they did. They cleaned it and gave her a Band-Aid and gave us a big bill.
And the insurance company had $100 Band-Aid is what they had to pay for.
Yeah, but I mean, when somebody like this is going to the emergency room in a situation where you have complete socialized medicine, people just sort of feel like, well, I might as well take advantage of it.
Right.
I wonder how many people are clogging the emergency rooms with cuts that need to be cleaned.
We know, right? It's bad
even
here.
Even if there was some kind of copay or something like that, one of the things that keeps people that don't have insurance at all, because I was one of those people for quite some time, and one of those things that keeps them out of the emergency room for little stuff is the cost. I had some kind of weird pain in my arm, so I went to get an EKG. Man, that cost me $800.
Wow.
And the price is risen by all these stupid idiots who go in with frickin' cuts and makes the insurance higher and everything else.
Right, so we know it happens around here. We've had emergency room personnel on the air with us telling us stories of the absurdities that they've seen. These people that will come in over and over again. They'll come in with their Medicare or Medicaid or whatever it is that they've got, some governmental entitlement program, and they'll come in with the kids when they've got runny noses, and they'll come in when they are feeling a little stomach bug, and they'll come in any old time they want to come in. And so we know the problem is bad here, and we've got this sort of 50% socialist system in this country. It's got to be worse up in Canada. It's just terrible.
Well, I lived through a socialized medicine system. It was in prison where everybody could go anytime they wanted to.
Right.
Anytime. I shouldn't say anytime. They would have to claim an emergency, but there was a sick call. You had to get up relatively early, like 6 o'clock in the morning, in order to go to sick call. And there would be people that would just go to sick call rather than do their job because they felt like they didn't want to do their job. So
something to do.
Yeah. It just give them something to do, someplace to go.
Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. If you want to defend socialist health care, you're welcome to dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. And we continue here. Talk to Kenny in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Kenny.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Kenny, what's on your mind?
I have two issues I'd like to talk with you all. My first is hackers and the role that they play in the economy and that they will play.
Okay.
Do you think software is going to go, is software, music, and movies, they're going to go up because of this? The buyout or the bailout or whatever.
Are the prices going to go up?
Of software go up because of bailout
or whatever.
I don't know. You know, it may not necessarily be obvious right away if they're going to go up.
I don't think so because the computer industry has managed to bring the prices down of everything and. You know, I don't think so.
Inflating
more
the money
people are
supply,
adopting stuff.
Inflating the money supply does not guarantee price increases. It's certainly possible that the marketplace can innovate new ways of production and manufacturing, more efficient ways to manufacture products that can actually end up bringing prices down. It's one of the reasons why you can find some products in the marketplace that are actually cheaper today than they used to be 20 years ago or a decade and a half ago, and that's because the manufacturing processes have just gotten that much better, that the marketplace is such a powerful entity that it can actually counteract to some extent the price increases that inflation should be making more obvious. So we do have such a powerful marketplace that it works, it essentially counteracts the inflating of prices. Does that make sense?
And the reason why I ask that is because a lot of people, they come to me and they ask me to, like, crack their software, that really expensive software, like the operating systems and Photoshop and stuff like that. And these are people that follow the law. These are law-abiding people. I mean, I think there is a flourishing market for hackers, black market or whatever. And has it ever occurred to these companies that maybe that people are not buying this software because in music because it's crap?
There's that possibility. I mean, it could also be overpriced. I mean, we've seen the price of music come down since the advent of file sharing. Since people have been sharing music online, many of the record labels have decided that, let's cut our price to $9.99 instead of $19.99. I think Universal was one of the groups to do that. And if what you're trying to do is do some graphic editing and you don't do it very often, but the graphics package that you're looking at buying is $300, you may just say, well, shoot, that's just too much. I only do edit graphics once or twice a year. I don't want to pay $300 for a program I'm hardly ever going to use, so it could very well be a price issue.
Well, $300 is cheap. I think Photoshop CS4 at the beginning of the year was, I don't know, $800 to $1,500 bucks.
Wow.
Thank you, Kenny, for the call, my friend. I thank you for good hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the number here. Hour 3 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Military recruiting bonuses? They're up. How much? Well, we'll tell you about that, speaking of inflating the money supply. Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com, enter the promo code 600, and start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Promo code you need is 600, and that allows you to start your free trial of WebEx today. More is coming up. Hour 3 on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the show. The toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI is 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Gunday, Gunday, Gunday. 3 days. Exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family. With machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit knobcreekrange.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
We all know.